Hey, everybody. Welcome to Peck Report. Did you know that the Age of Aquarius, otherwise known as the Second Coming of the New Age, is actually bringing in the Mark of the Beast? And this could be mandatory overnight, literally overnight. You wouldn't think that witchcraft and vaccines, which has become a dirty word on YouTube lately, have any kind of connection with one another, but they do have one very important connection. And we're going to talk about that and so much more on today's Peck Report. All right, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great weekend. And yeah, this is some important stuff. Christina, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Looks
Thank
like you got
you.
A friend there with you.
I do. It popped up to say hello.
That's our cat.
That's Jasmine.
That's Jasmine. We have two cats. Jasper's the lazy one.
He's around here somewhere.
He's actually up in the window behind There is a window behind there. He's up at the window watching our neighbor mow the lawn, which you at home might be able to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope not. I mean, we got some good microphones, so hopefully they won't have to hear that.
I mean, these are great microphones, and we have the Blue Yetis too, but they kept on picking up each other's echo all the time, so we had to get these ones instead to kind of cut that out.
Yeah, and these were awesome. These... I don't know what kind these are, but they came at high recommendation from
Derek
Gilbert, and same with the mixer. I know it's a Behringer mixer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the brand of the microphones. He sent me links, and I just said, okay, I'm going to buy these, and just bought them, and they sound great, and everything's working great. We have some stuff to talk about that's not this.
Yes, no.
So the Age of Aquarius all over again. This has been reported on by the New York Times, surprisingly enough. Belief in astrology and the occult is surging. David Brooks, who is an opinion columnist, apparently wrote on this. So we'll be able to see what his opinion is on it, and then you'll get ours. But look at this picture. This is the picture that they put at the very front. Protesters at a free speech rally in Boston in 2017. So look at some of these signs. It says, witches against white supremacy, hex white supremacy. We interrupt those choosing. Hey, they must really not like Madame Blavatsky then, because she was overtly racist.
Yes, she was.
No hate, it says. Is that a unicorn or what is that picture?
Wait, that picture, that looks like a heart.
Next to it. No, that's like a heart with a yin yang or something. But
yeah.
The one next to that blue thing, is that the Statue of Liberty and
like
a lion
or a
dog or something? And it says strength?
I guess.
I don't understand that one. And then good night, alt-right. Because everybody on the right is alt-right. Everybody who promotes free speech is alt-right. Joe Rogan is alt-right. I mean, these people, you never get any kind of real logic. But when you look at, if you've read my book with Stephen Bancars, The Second Coming of the New Age, we show how occultism, New Age, stems from and really is occultism. It's Satanism. But even that, it stems from a lot of racist things. If you look at some of the stuff that Madame Blavatsky wrote about Jewish people and black people, and she was absolutely a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.
She was horrible. So it's kind of funny. But you see that a lot. You see that kind of... What do you call it when you believe two different cognitive dissonance?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
you see a lot of that on the left, and it's because they operate more on like emotional basis instead of logic, and
a
lot of them don't take time to think through their own
positions. You see that everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Not just on the left. Some people on the right too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then people in all beliefs of religion, and it's everywhere, and
it's
like
a human
you have
problem.
Really yes, it is a human problem, you know, and it happens. But if people can just like sit down and cool off for a minute, just think things through logically, we'd have less of this problem.
You know,
I mean, that's an obvious statement, but seriously, I'm getting sick of it.
I think what it is it's this human desire for us to become our own gods. So think about it this way. If you're paying attention and you're dictating your behaviors more on emotion, that's your own subjective feeling. Like, that's your own thing inside you. That's you, mm-hmm. right? So you're elevating that above the logic of the world, what God created, you know, the actual objective logic and truth of the world. You know, Jesus Christ says that he is the truth, the life and the way, and, you know, that he is the truth. He's the objective truth.
Yeah.
Everything that God created here, all this stuff that we should be able to observe and agree on if we use logic, yet, you know, that's the stuff that we should be adhering to above our own frailties, above our own emotional feelings. You know, there comes a point where it really doesn't matter what you feel about something. Just wrong is wrong. So even if you feel it's wrong, that doesn't mean that it is. Or even if you feel it's right, that doesn't mean it is. There's a lot of people in the country that feel like witchcraft is right. Mm-hmm. And they feel like the God of the Bible is a horrible, evil monster.
Right.
And he's not. And mm-hmm. so I believe that it all comes back to this idea of this human, this fallen human sinful need for us. I shouldn't say need. It's really a desire. It's a sinful right. desire for us to be our own gods.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of work and a lot of, you know, patience and hard work. And it takes a relationship with Jesus to not fall into that. I mean, that, but that's the ultimate pride. That's the ultimate sin, really. That goes back from the Garden of Eden. That was the yep. first lie. You can be as gods. You can yep. be your own gods. That's what New Age teaches, occultism, witchcraft, leftism, all this stuff.
Yeah, no, you can see it, too. It's just, I'm smarter than you and all this other, like,
I know it's better just, than you, and I don't know, have to explain
yes,
why.
Yes, that's exactly mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I don't have to explain it because I'm right and you're wrong, and that's it. And if you don't agree with me, I hate you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. If you don't agree, then you don't see it. You don't see the common sense, and you're not even worth talking about. So we haven't even gotten into the article yet, but that's a good jumping off point. So it says that we're living in the middle of a religious revival. It's just that. The movements that are rising are not what we normally call religion. The first rising movement is astrology. According to a 2018 Pew poll, 28% of Americans say they believe in astrology. That's more than our members of mainline Protestant churches. And Steve and I wrote about that in Second Coming of the New Age. This stuff is on the rise. That's not an exaggeration. Usually, you know, with a publication like the New York Times, you kind of assume that there's going to be some exaggeration and stuff. That's not an exaggeration. That's absolutely true. It continues. The surge in belief is primarily among the young. According to National Science Foundation survey, 44% of 18 to 24-year-olds say that astrology is somewhat or very scientific. Unsurprisingly, online horoscope sites are booming. Stella Bugby, editor of The Cut, told The Atlantic that in 2017, the typical horoscope got 150% more traffic than it had the year before. Now, that's strange.
That's crazy.
Just from my own subjective experience, I don't know anybody that believes in horoscopes.
Right.
Like, not one person.
That is, that's mind-boggling to me, because it's like, I mean, even when I was in high school and my, like, classmates would read the horoscope because they were cool.
Yeah, I remember horoscopes being more popular, like, when we were kids.
And, well, not really high school. I think they kind of grew up. My friends kind of grew up by then. But... ish, mm-hmm. but middle school, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I'm cool. I read the horoscope. I don't, I never got into it.
You weren't cool.
I wasn't cool enough, I guess. But no, honestly, I would, I found it annoying to see my friends and my classmates reading the horoscope at school and, like, talking about it. I'm just like, do you actually believe that crap? That's just stupid.
I wonder if that's more of, like, a girl thing, because I didn't really... none of my friends, even the goth ones, like, I never heard any of them talk about horoscopes or anything like that. I wonder if that was more of a female thing. It would be interesting.
Oh no, it's definitely a female thing.
Yeah.
It was mostly my female friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, please grow up today.
It'd be interesting to know, like, of this 44% of 18 to 24-year-olds that say astrology is somewhat or very scientific. It would be interesting to know the ratio between men and women. I suspect that would be skewed on the woman, you know, side. Just a hunch. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing against women. I mean, men believe in some pretty stupid stuff sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Too. But
absolutely.
But yeah. So that's weird. So it's interesting to know that that's on the rise. I thought that horoscope belief pretty much died out. But again, I don't know. National Science Foundation survey. I don't know that source, and it is New York Times, so that could be an exaggeration. I don't know. But we can take their word for it. We know that witchcraft is on the rise, and it is gaining popularity. Well, because a lot of kids nowadays, they equate witchcraft with anti-Trump.
Yeah.
And because they seen, you know, the Kavanaugh hearing and all these witches that were trying to cast spells on Trump and Kavanaugh and all this stuff. And so they equate the two, and they want to fit in with their friends. And, you know, I mean, you're going to be cast out of society if you're an open Trump supporter, especially if you're in high school or something like that. So I think that's probably part of the surge, but it's just the further we go on into the end times, the more satanic things are going to get. It says another surging spiritual movement is witchcraft. In 1990, only 8,000 Americans self-identified as Wiccans. 10 years later, there were 134,000. And today, along with other neo-pagans, there are over 1 million. As Tara Isabella Burton put in an excellent, deeply researched essay in the American Interest, Wicca, by that estimation, is technically the fastest growing religion in America. I remember being in high school and Wiccanism was getting really popular, not just among girls, but among some like beta male types too. But
The same thing.
Yeah, it was getting really popular.
Yeah. No, I know. I thought it was definitely that what used to be known as the emo.
Mm-hmm.
They were more like Wiccan. And yeah. I guess I just never understood why go worship the earth.
Well, and then if you at least this was my experience, if you asked any of them, well, what does Wiccanism actually teach? What do you believe in? I never got a solid answer. What about you guys? Do you guys know any Wiccans? And when you try to talk to them and ask them what they believe, do you get any kind of like solid answer that's just straight across the board? This is what all Wiccans believe. To me, yeah. It was kind of like New Age. Like everyone kind of has their own set of beliefs, but they don't. They're all part of the same club, but they don't necessarily all agree with each other on what Wiccanism really is.
It was very different answers all the time. I would always get that it's all about just keeping the earth clean, like green.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like.
Like it's an environmentalism.
Yeah.
Environmentalism movement.
That's what I would get a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just like, just don't litter. I mean. You don't have to go hug a tree over it,
right,
you know, I'm
right.
just like, and go pray to it.
Right.
Okay. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't have to
worship something to take care of it,
right.
or to know that it's your more, you know, we are supposed to take care of the earth, but it's not supposed
you
to be
You don't have
religion.
To worship it.
Yeah. We're not, yeah.
I don't, this isn't my final resting place. This is not where I'm going to go, so.
Exactly. It's a great sin to worship the creation over
yes,
the creator.
Absolutely.
And you see that a lot.
Yes, a lot.
So it says the third great rising spiritual force is mindfulness. That is absolutely a New Age kind of thing,
yes.
which seems to be everywhere. The fourth is wokeness, which some have called the Great Awakening. Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag woke.
Yeah. Burton's essay is really about how astrology and witchcraft have become important spiritual vocabularies within parts of the social justice movement.
Oh, my gosh.
And of course it has, because when you have a movement that's primarily focused on the self and it's focused on you know more than everybody else does, you're your own god, and you get to, you know, inflict that power onto other people, but they can't do it to you. That, I mean, that's the heart of Satanism. That's exactly what Satanism is all about.
No, you're exactly right. I you see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you don't believe what I believe, exactly how I believe it, then I hate you.
Yeah.
And you have no say in the matter.
It's supremacist. You're beneath me. I'm above you. That's why it's the supremacist stuff. I mean, this stuff was founded on racial supremacy.
Absolutely. It's the heart of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you see it everywhere. People don't agree with some little Bible verse or something. It's the same thing.
Yep, you get that in Christianity.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? The beautiful thing is about it. We all have our own opinions, and
mm-hmm.
we all have our own interpretations. It's awesome. I love having discussions with people who
yeah.
see some things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and I admit that I might interpret things a little different.
Sure.
That's awesome.
We all do. Yeah. And we need to, you know, there are some Christians out there. For those of you who are brand new to the show, me and Christina are Christians. Christina
yeah.
and I are Christian. Yeah, that's the right
I
way
am.
To say it. Christina and I are Christians.
Yes.
I don't want the grammar police to call me off to grammar jail. But
me is Christian. Me
me and her are is Christian. Okay. Yeah, we're Christians. And
you said it right the first time, Christina and I.
Yeah, but this is something that we see a lot, and all it does is break down conversation. It in itself is a part of the self-godhood idea. When a Christian cannot talk to another Christian because of a difference in opinion, mm-hmm. that is, I think that is sinful. I don't even think that's just like, oh, that's unfortunate, it shouldn't be that way. I think that's downright sinful to act like that. Even if you're not insulting, but you're just like, you know what? You have a different opinion. I'm not going to talk to you.
It's
pride. You're not worth my time. It's self-godhood.
Yeah, you're being very prideful. You're boastful. You're like, because I know more than this person.
And it's a shallow thing,
and it's
too.
It's terrible.
Because it's like, okay, if you were that confident that you had the right answer and this person is wrong, why not talk to them and try mm-hmm. to instruct them? You
right.
know, tell them how they're wrong. You know, you don't have to do it in a snotty way, but debate them or you know, just have an honest conversation about it. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I probably would never debate because I don't know if I have the right answer on it.
Right.
I could debate. Like, you could take the rapture belief, and I feel like I could, like, very effectively debate any side of that issue of like the four main rapture views,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I could debate each of them pretty effectively, but I don't know which one is right. I don't mm-hmm. think we're supposed to know, but that's like one example of something that Christians fight about, but we're not supposed to fight about because we don't have all the answers.
Right.
And it goes back to this self-godhood thing. I mean, if you're going to act like that, your opinion is the only right one, and there's no chance you could be wrong, meaning everybody else is wrong and you're the one that's right, and you know, nobody actually thinks like that way, but they act that way because they don't follow their opinions to their logical conclusions.
Yeah.
So when somebody, you know, I used to get really mad at people, this was when I was really young and immature, and I used to get really mad at people who didn't have a pre-tribulation rapture belief. And I would get offended by it. I would actually think that that they weren't Christian. How could they possibly be Christian if they're going to believe in this? Like, I was too immature to really follow that logic out. And to I didn't actually sit down and think, well, why do I think that I know the answer? Just because I was brought up with this, I can't effectively communicate why the pre-tribulation rapture is the only logical, you know, I mean, it took some growing and, you know, maturity and time. Jesus had to really take me on a long path of just being honest with myself and mm-hmm. realizing that I don't have all the answers before I finally dropped that, and I realized, oh, you know what, actually there are some other points of view here that make sense. I don't know which one is right. I mm-hmm. like the conversation as long as it doesn't go anywhere ugly, but you know, we as Christians should be having conversations like that, and we shouldn't be threatened by one another's differing opinions.
No, you're absolutely right.
All right, so it continues. In March, she wrote, who wrote?
AOC.
Well, hang on. This is Burton's essay about, wait. Let's find the reference here. Sorry, everybody. You'll just have to deal with it.
Huh.
It's because it's talking about Burton's essay, but then the next paragraph, there's, you know what's tripping me up? There's a big ad in between these
two. Oh, I know.
Well, okay, we'll just, okay. In March, she wrote, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez shared her birth time with astrologer. Okay, so she, meaning Burton, wrote in this essay that AOC shared her birth time with the astrologer Arthur Lipbonowitz, who then shared her birth chart with the world, creating an online sensation. AOC's Aries moon indicates that she's emotionally fed by a certain amount of independence, self-determination, and spontaneity. You could say that about anybody.
Yeah,
anybody has
that's just
a certain,
jumble.
What's a certain amount? Everybody has a certain amount of those.
That's the thing is, it's so vague. You
yeah.
can take a string of words and it can apply to anybody at any time for any reason whatsoever. Like, oh, you have somebody very special in your life. Really? Who doesn't?
Yeah, no kidding. Then it says, I lost it. During the Kavanaugh hearings, 13,000 resistance witches, that's what they're called in quotes, cast a hex on Brett Kavanaugh. There is now a plethora of guidebooks for how to use astrology and witchcraft to advance left-wing causes. Funny you don't see that on the right so much.
Mm-hmm.
They have names like Magic for Resistance, Rituals and Spells for Change, and the new Aradia, a witch's handbook to magical resistance. These surging movements are people's attempts to solve the major needs of the current moment. Yeah, that's what they rely on. You know, typically if you see anything on the right, you'll see like Christianity. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously there's atheists and stuff. There's all sorts of people on the right. But I have not heard of like a right-wing witchcraft or a conservative witchcraft. You know, I haven't heard of that. Now, the closest that I've personally seen to that are there are some pastors that will use there like even in some mega churches that will use witchcraft type of things to get their message across. But I don't always know that they know what they're doing. It doesn't let them off the hook, but you know, sometimes in some of the music or just some of the ways that they handle their perception or like this, the word of faith stuff, you know, if you think positively, things will just happen. I don't think necessarily equate that with witchcraft, but it is. I mean, they're
speaking stuff into your positive things into your existence.
It's
and
totally
claiming
witchcraft.
This and that and the other.
It's totally witchcraft. Well, and then there's other books from major ministries that try to talk about like what heaven is really like and everything. And you read the thing and it actually admits right in the thing that, you know, maybe New Age, has something that us Christians need to pay attention to. And I mean, it's literally in this so-called Christian book. It's actually written in there.
I mean, the devil knows things too, but there's always a twist.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think you need to add the devil to Jesus to get a more pure form of... It's just ridiculous. But but we wrote all about this in the Second Coming of the New Age, and I can't get into too much detail about it, but, you know, Steve and I were actually threatened with lawsuits from some big ministries that didn't like what we wrote about there.
Because they have practicing New Age.
I know. I mean, they don't have a case because we didn't say anything that wasn't true. And that's probably all I probably shouldn't even have said that.
No,
but
no, it's fine.
I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, I mean, they don't like being called out on what they're doing. Even though they have openly admitted that they get some of this stuff from New Age and they're just trying to like Christianize it or something, but you can't Christianize witchcraft. If it's witchcraft, then it's witchcraft. If it's Christian, then it's Christian. And then some things are just kind of things. You know, I can't say this microphone is Christian or of the occult. You know, it depends on what you use it for.
Yeah, no, then that's something different. My mom had gone to college with somebody, and some of her friends were discussing the difference between white and black magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to say, oh, white magic is good. It's fine. It's peace, love. And then there was an actual witch that they went to school with, and she said, white or black magic, it's all of my father, the devil. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that just gave me chills. I was like, ugh.
But yeah, that's absolutely right. Now, we still have some more to get to, and I know we're running low on time. I did say that we were going to talk about the Mark of the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say we're going to have a long episode. I was going to take back the Mark of the Beast thing, but I do want to talk about that. Let's finish this article, and then we can... Basically, because I think a lot of the Mark of the Beast stuff, unfortunately, is going to have to be for members only. And that's not our choice, by the way. That's because YouTube will only allow certain things on their platform. And it has to do with vaccines. And what we're going to talk about, YouTube's not going to allow on there. And I don't want this whole video deleted. So for that part of it, you'll have to go and be a member. And you know what? Actually, with some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about, we might have to go to members only here right now anyway. Again, I know people don't love that we have to do that, but complain to YouTube, write YouTube.
Yeah.
Tell YouTube that you want this stuff allowed on the platform. You want to hear the information. You don't, you know, we shouldn't have to build brand new platforms like Daily Renegade just so we can talk about things that we believe. But, you know, the story is about, I don't even know if I can say it without YouTube shutting it down, but about an end to religious exemption on vaccine and how that type of thing could lead to the Mark of the Beast. Now, what does that have to do with witchcraft? Because it's all the same people doing this stuff. It's all of this, my will should be, because I'm my own God, my will should be imposed on you. And because you are ignorant, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what's going to be best that's going to go into your body. I should have a right to say that is that climate. That is the exact climate that is going to usher in the Antichrist and is going to usher in the Mark of the Beast and all that stuff. There is a lot more information there. Unfortunately, just because of YouTube's guidelines and standards and everything, we're probably going to have to do that for members
mm-hmm.
only. But we should talk about, for our chronic pain suffering friends, how they can get some relief. So let's do CBD. I think we're just going to do CBD first all the time.
Okay.
It seems like that's what resonates better with people. But CBD, Pure and CBD Pets is absolutely excellent. You know, you never know what you're going to get when it comes to CBD oil or hemp oil or any of that stuff. A lot of times, you probably have been there. I've been there. You know, you get a friend that says, hey, I got a great source and, you know, we can hook you up and it'll be great. And then you get it and you get a little jar of like a little bottle of unmarked liquid and you try it and it doesn't do anything. And then, you know, you don't know who the guy is. There's no money back guarantee. There's nothing like that. Those days are over. You don't have to get this stuff from unnamed sources anymore. You can go to CBD Pure or CBD Pets, and it is this is an absolutely transparent company. They test every single batch of their oil through a third-party testing facility to prove to you that it is totally non-GMO, totally pesticide-free, totally pure, organic, everything that you want in a good CBD oil. And because they are so confident in their product, they offer a money-back guarantee. So if you get it and try it and don't like it, which I don't think will be the case, but if that is the case, then you can send the rest back to get your money back. So click on the link in the description below or go to dailyrenegade.com if that banner is up. We're still working on the website. We don't know exactly when everything's going to be complete, but it's just a matter of days. So if you're a member, stick with us. It's not going to be very much longer. If you can't find it on the website, that's okay. Just click on the link in the description below and find it there. Also, if you're more of a kratom guy like I am, I like CBD fine. I think it's great for anxiety or great for insomnia. You know, you take a dropper full an hour before bed every day, and that's supposed to have some great benefits. But if you're more of a kratom guy like I am, if you got some severe chronic pain and CBD just isn't, you know, everybody's body is different. Everybody reacts differently to different things. So for me, kratom works better. For me personally, and I like Coastline Kratom because they also offer a money back guarantee, and they have a wide variety of strains and strengths. So, you know, again, everybody's built differently. Some strains are going to work better for some people than others. Some people have lower or higher tolerances. What I would suggest is, for one thing, click on the link in the description below for Coastline Kratom. I would suggest getting the Beginner's Enhanced Pack because that way you get a wide variety of strains to choose from, and it's also pretty strong, so you can start off just taking a little. If it turns out that you have a low tolerance, then great, you won't need any more, and that'll last you forever. Or if you have a higher tolerance, it turns out, then you can take more. It's enhanced, so you still get a lot more bang for your buck. It is time to stock up on this stuff. The DEA has had a long-standing interest in banning kratom altogether because they know it's actually helping people. It is getting people off of opioids. It is hurting the pharmaceutical companies in a very major way financially. So there's a big push right now to get it banned. And we don't know if or when that's going to happen. It likely will happen someday, but we've been able to stave it off so far. It is a good time to stock up. So I would suggest doing that. You can go to Coastline Kratom by clicking on the link in the description below. And there is a promo code. I believe it's PECK, P-E-C-K. I used to have it right up on the website. So if you go to dailyrenegade.com right now, you can check there and see if it's there. But I believe the promo code is PECK, and you'll get some money off of your order. But best way to do it, click on the link in the description below. All right, last but not least, we should tell people why they should be members. So you want to become a member because you're going to get the rest of this episode. We have a lot more to talk about that is not allowed on YouTube because it is too controversial. The truth is too controversial for YouTube, and they want to delete everything. We have had many videos deleted.
Mm-hmm. Without warning.
Yeah, they don't give you any warning. They just get rid of stuff.
We just go back, and it's like, oh, hey, that video's gone.
Yeah, and even when I try to keep things, I try to keep things public. We recently did an interview with Mark Taylor, and mm-hmm. I tried to keep that public. It is being shadow banned. It still managed to get over 7,000 views because a bunch of the QAnon people put it in their, I don't know. Mark texted me and said, hey, this is a huge honor. This was posted on the QAnon stuff. And yeah. I don't know enough about the community to understand it, but I guess it's a big
honestly
deal.
Don't understand it. I've never followed it.
I guess it's a big deal, but it has resulted in a lot more views. That's the only reason it got so many views was because of the QAnon people helping it out and posting it. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it. You know, I love the QAnon community. So that was a big help. If it wasn't for them, that video would have got squashed because mm-hmm. it got demonetized, which if it's demonetized, it means it's shadow banned now. It means that YouTube is not going to let anywhere. Remember my Momo video that I did?
That got over 140,000 views.
That's what I was projecting it would have.
Oh no, it got over 40,000
in the very first day.
In the first 24 hours, it was over 40.
Demonetized, they say, and then it didn't get another view after that.
I know.
It just dead in the water.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. See.
And this is
exactly why we had to start a business and.
Start Daily Renegade.
Because any other way, we wouldn't get anything.
Yeah, I mean, nobody would be able to watch the videos that they want to watch. And we're all about freedom, and we want people to be free to watch whatever they want to watch. And so we created Daily Renegade as a place to do that. Mm-hmm. The only way that we can ensure that it's never going to be censored is to put this stuff behind a paywall. That's the only way to do it. And it's not cheap.
A lot of other people are starting to do the same thing.
Yeah, and you know, I would suggest becoming a member now while you can. There's you never know what's going to change. Building this new website, doing a lot of things that we're doing now, it's awesome. But we put a lot of our own money into it,
mm-hmm.
and we're not rich, so that can only get us so far. We don't know. We can't guarantee that we will never have to increase the price. That could happen. Now, that won't happen for existing members.
No.
If you're already a member, then it is, as far as I can tell, it's always going to be $10 a month or $100 a year. For new members, depending what things happen, if you join up later, if you join up at a time where we've had to increase the price, then that might happen. So it's a good idea to become a member now while it's still cheap, while it's still really super affordable. We're always going to do everything we can to make it affordable, but we can't predict the future and we don't know what's going to happen with all the censorship stuff. For example, if they shut down our YouTube channel tomorrow, because we still do rely, unfortunately, we're trying to get out from under this, but we do rely heavily on YouTube still. If they shut down our channel tomorrow, we'll probably have to increase the price of admission. We hope we don't have to do that, but again, I don't like this either, so complain to YouTube. They're the ones that are kind of forcing our hands here. But $10 a month or $100 a year. Go to dailyrenegade.com, become a member today, and you'll have access to full versions of all of our shows. We have something like 12 or 13 different shows now to choose from, so you're going to find stuff that you like, and you got a lot to choose from. You're not going to find this stuff on YouTube. You're not going to find it anywhere else in full video form. So dailyrenegade.com, become a member today. Well, we do have a lot more to get to. We're going to save that for members only, I think. We're going to have to, because we're going to get into some controversial territory here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that for everybody who's viewing this for free. And well, just anybody who's viewing this, please subscribe to us and click on the bell for notifications. YouTube probably still won't notify you. So it's also a good idea to just check dailyrenegade.com every day. I mean, every day you're going to find new videos there. We do free videos too, so you can find those on there or on this YouTube channel. It's all from the same place.
Oh, also.
Yes.
Also, let's tell them this, because a lot of people want to hear all the information. You can go to dailyrenegade.com. You don't have to be a member. You can just hear the podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
They're completely free.
Yeah, if you
all
want...
All the information is at Daily Renegade... Oh, my gosh. Now I can't talk. DailyRenegade.com, and just go to where it says podcast, and you get the whole entire show for free.
It's the audio-only version.
Yes,
so,
audio-only.
I mean, members are still getting something. You know, they're still getting their money's worth, but... We don't ever want to be accused. Some people will say, well, you're just selling the gospel. For one thing, who is selling the gospel? Like, what Christian would ever say, like, I really want to know about Jesus Christ. Can you tell me? Yeah, well, I'm going to need your credit card for that. Like, who? It's a ridiculous
shallow baseless claim. Are we selling Bibles?
Yeah. I hope you never bought a Bible before.
Because it's selling the gospel.
Yeah, you're just selling the word of God. Okay, well, you must have never bought a Bible in your life.
Right.
But even outside of that, we do offer all of the information for free. Maybe it's a little inconvenient if you're not a podcast guy, but look, we don't live in a perfect world. Or maybe it's a little inconvenient because you got to skip an ad. Whatever. If that is that big of a deal, then you don't want the information anyway. You want something to complain about, and we're this isn't the place to do it. That's a good way to get yourself blocked.
Mm-hmm.
But we are sensitive to the fact that not everybody can afford a membership, so we do offer the information for free. You can listen to the podcast. You won't get the full video. You won't be able to see all the pictures or see the lovely, beautiful Christina Peck or my lovely, beautiful, shining face. You won't be able to see all that stuff. But you will still have access to the information if you go to the podcast. Also, we offer, if you want to write for Daily Renegade, you can work off your membership. You anybody who writes for the website gets a free membership. But you got to actually have talent. You know, we're not just going to publish anything. It's got to be well written. It's got to, you got to cite your sources. It's got to be informative and interesting, and all that stuff. If you want to do that, you can send me a sample article, 2,000 words or more, topic of your choice. I'm not going to assign topics. At joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to take a look at it personally. And if I like it, if I think it's good, then I will send it to our editor and we'll get you set up with a free membership. Okay, let's go to members only content now. So for everybody else, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, click the bell, do all the things, all the places, everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, take care and God bless. Okay, members only. Thank you so much for your membership. Thank you for being part of the family. So there's a lot that we have to talk about with vaccines, and that's why we could not make this available to the public. Social media has just been just annihilating everything that's anti. They call it anti-vax. I would say that's the pro-choice for vaccines. You know, why do the abortionists, the pro-death, the pro-baby death people, why do they get to say, my body, my choice?
See, that's what I was going to ask. I was just going to say, whatever happened to my body, my choice when it comes to healthcare and, like, whatever. You know, vaccines are healthcare. So, my body, my choice, right?
You would think so. They're so backwards.
I know. Tell me about it.
So, there's a little bit left of this article. We may as well just finish. Well, yeah, I guess we can finish it off. But it says, continuing on from where we left off, that there's this widespread need to slow down to escape the pace of life technology wants and to live at a human pace. And this widespread need to express alienation apparently plays into this. Interest in the occult rises during periods of transition and disillusion. It happened in the late 1960s, it's happening today, and for many, the traditional organized religions are implicated in the existing power structures. I don't see that as much. I know that that's commonly claimed by people on the left, but I don't really see how much influence the church is really having over government, because we live in a pretty satanic culture.
Yeah, I mean, did you see that now the satanic church is now a...
Oh, it's tax exempt.
It's tax exempt now.
Yeah, it's been officially recognized.
Yeah,
but,
as a religion.
I don't see how the Christian church is having anything to do with, you know, and they'll say things, well, yeah, but, you know, you get Alabama, and the only reason that they're making these strict laws is because, because they're Christians and everything. That the pro-life position is not an exclusively Christian
position.
That's
a really stupid argument, because you can say that about anybody, about anything. Well, the only reason why you do this is because you're a Satanist.
Yeah, the only reason you want to be pro-choice is so you can practice witchcraft and sacrifice to Baal. You know, I mean,
yeah,
we can easily
I know. You can say,
that
about
anything.
It's a straw man.
Because we're logical.
It's a straw man
exactly.
argument.
Exactly. And I do believe that that's what's going on, but I wouldn't say that in like if I was debating a pro-choicer, unless they actually were doing it for that reason. But if I'm debating a pro-choicer, I'm assuming that they don't know anything about Baal, or, you know, I'm assuming that they probably think that they are just standing up for women's health care and all this stuff. And so I wouldn't debate them based on the grounds of Baal and all this
I'm
stuff.
Sure
I wouldn't bring religion
most of them
into it.
Are. And then other yeah. people who are deeper into it, obviously, so, knowingly.
Now, regardless what they believe while they're doing it, I do believe it is a sacrifice.
Oh,
to Baal,
no, absolutely. Regardless I'm not what saying believe, that you but, can get any way around that.
But yeah, all I'm saying is I wouldn't use that in a debate. I actually wouldn't even bring, like, if I was debating a, unless they brought it up, if I was debating a pro-choicer, I wouldn't even bring Christianity into the debate. Unless they were a Christian themselves. If they were a Christian, then we're on common ground, and then I absolutely would. But if the pro-choicer wasn't a Christian, unless they brought it up first, I wouldn't even bring it up. You can make a very solid pro-life argument without needing to have your opponent... you know, align themselves with the authority of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, the authority of the Bible does teach pro-life values, obviously, but you don't necessarily need your opponent to believe in the Bible to still show them. You can be an atheist and be a pro-lifer. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So if you're specifically arguing pro-life and so, but they want to bring religion into it because they want to say that it's just these Christians. It's the the fascist Christianity overpowering the government and bringing all these laws into existence and stuff.
It's so oppressive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. When in reality, Christianity, we are the most persecuted people on earth right now. Probably all throughout history, but or at least till at least for the past couple of thousand years. But definitely right now. And I mean, even leftist organizations and news sites have had to admit that. Let's get into, there is more to this article. If people want to look it up, they can just look up nytimes.com, and it's astrology, occult, millennials. You can look that up. There is more, but not a whole lot to add to what we've already talked to. So we need to get into the New York ends religious exemption to vaccine mandates.
This is going to be an interesting topic.
Well, and there's the connection. It's that we know more than you do. And this is why I'm like so against like big government and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know better than the individual, and the individual should be able to choose what goes in her or his own body.
Well, I agree with that. And, you know, a long time ago, I worked at McDonald's, okay? Mm-hmm. And when Michelle Obama was doing her, it was a, well, you know, healthy lunches, yeah, for students and whatever. It was, oh, good. Yeah, healthy is good. Well, fast food restaurants started that we needed to put up the calories in each size meal and what each item had. We had so many people complain and say, well, why would you do that? And I would say, thank Big Brother.
Yeah.
It's mandatory now because the First Lady has required everybody to know what he or she is putting in their body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, well, that's ridiculous. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't make the rule, okay?
I mean, it's like common sense that fast food is garbage. But
yeah,
it's garbage food.
What I get
irritated about, I'm all for transparency and knowing exactly what's in our food. Like, I'm all for that.
Sure.
What I get annoyed about, though, is when like, certain things are forced on, like, corporate, like, okay, they can't sell a certain size pop anymore.
Oh, in New York, yeah.
Yeah, they can't sell, like, a certain size. So, like, if you want that size pop,
if
you
I want to give myself diabetes, yeah, I will give myself.
Yeah, you got to order, like, three smaller ones to make up for it. It's like, you know, they're just going to do that. But it's when the government doesn't allow, you know, the individual should have the freedom to do whatever he wants. I mean,
this God, is why God I'm himself, more libertarian. This yeah, is why.
God himself gives us free will.
Yes.
You know, and I'm a big free will guy. You know, I think that people should use the gift of free will responsibly, and they should take care of their bodies. They should do the right thing. But I don't think it's up to me to decide that for them.
Right.
It's up to me to make a compelling argument to try to convince them to, mm-hmm, to, you know, live healthy and stuff, like many people did with me. But it's not up to me to force somebody into that. It's got to be their choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with, like, following Jesus. That's why you don't see people, there's no call for Christians to, like, behead Muslims or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would rather die than force our belief on somebody else, because we know that it's not going to work.
Right.
If you can't have a relationship with Jesus that's forced, it's got to be by choice. And so that's why Christianity just doesn't work that way. Okay. So this is from AP News. New York ends religious exemptions to vaccine mandates. So it says New York eliminated the religious exemption to vaccine requirements for school children Thursday as the nation's worst measles outbreak in decades prompts states to reconsider giving parents ways to opt out of immunization rules. I don't know the exact numbers because it doesn't say here, but I don't think when they worded that, I don't think it was that many cases of measles. I think it was like, what, 20 or 30 people got measles or something?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's exaggerated quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, what they're doing.
Also, did anybody die? I don't know. I don't know that.
I didn't hear of anybody dying from the measles from this recent outbreak.
You should look it up.
I should look it up. I can Google that real quick, actually.
Yeah,
but
find out.
I think that this is going to be very, okay, I'm going to say it right now because I can, because this isn't for YouTube, but Muslims,
mm-hmm,
they don't vaccinate their kids. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because there's swine,
yeah,
in the vaccine.
There's also aborted fetal tissue.
Well,
and
yes, of course.
Too.
And,
yeah,
you know, I mean, this is what are you going to do for the Muslims?
Right.
They don't vaccinate their kids.
Yeah.
And they opt out. Now, I don't agree with them religiously. Okay, obviously.
Right. But they still should be able to
still
have free will like the rest
have,
of us.
They have a right because they're human beings.
Yeah.
And they should be able to opt out of, you know, vaccinating their kids. Yeah. The Amish do.
Yeah. I got a big problem with the government telling me what I have to put in my body or what I cannot put in my body.
I
like,
know.
I have a bit, or my kids. That's even worse.
Hey, you know what? Another fun fact. Not really fun. But, okay, you know, well our son, who is in remission from cancer, cannot be around anybody who has been recently vaccinated.
Right.
Because of shedding. He could actually get sick, yeah. Very, very, very ill, because some of these vaccines have a live virus.
Yeah.
And so the only vaccine that is quote unquote safe is the flu vaccine that he can be around people. But anybody else who has been recently, this is why I'm homeschooling him,
yeah.
For one, because kindergarten, a lot of people need their kindergarten booster shots.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be around them.
Yeah, he
could die.
We all need to homeschool our kids. Everybody should be homeschooling their kids. And I know it's hard and difficult, and I know it might not even be reason. Start making plans now to get your kids out of school and get them homeschooled, however you got to do it. Because you don't want the government coming in and saying you have to vaccinate your kids
And we're not vaccinating Lily because she could kill her brother by, you know.
While you're looking that up, look up the
I'm doing that right now.
The worst measles outbreak in decades recently. How many deaths was it? How many people actually got measles? And I'd be curious to know, because I don't think it's that many. But And I don't know for sure if that would have anything to do with vaccines anyway. But it says the Democrat-led Senate and Assembly voted Thursday to repeal the exemption, which allows parents to cite religious beliefs to forego getting their child the vaccines required for school enrollment. Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, that's probably the most polite thing you could say about him, signed the measure minutes after the final vote. You know how much blood this guy has on his hands now?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Because of all the abortion stuff. But anyway, it says the law takes effect immediately, but will give unvaccinated students up to 30 days after they enter a school to show they've had the first dose of each required immunization. With New York's move, similar exemptions are still allowed in 45 states, though lawmakers in several of them have introduced their own legislation to eliminate the waiver. It says the issue is hotly contested and debate around it has often been emotional, pitting cries that religious freedom is being curtailed against warnings that public health is being endangered. And it's pretty ironic that they say the they're making it kind of sound like the emotional part. The anti-vaxxers are the emotional ones. No, the emotional ones are on the left. That's how it always is. If you want logic, go to the right. If you want emotion, go to the left. By and large, that's how it's going to be. Not always, you know, you're always going to find exemptions to that rule, but that's pretty much how it is. Goes on to say, after the vote in the assembly, many of those watching from the gallery erupted in cries of shame. One woman yelled obscenities down to the lawmakers below. So the debate has only intensified with this year's measles outbreak, which federal officials recently said has surpassed 1,000 illnesses, the highest in 27 years. Okay, so here it's saying 1,000. Is that what you got?
This is what it's saying. It contracted the virus, but there no reported deaths from the actual measles from this time around. Some of them died from a... you can get pneumonia very easily. So a lot of people died from pneumonia after receiving measles.
How many does it say?
It says, let's see, approximately 2 out of every 1,000. Oh, shoot, hold on.
So 2 people?
2 people out of every 1,000 U.S. measles cases with pneumonia accounting for about 60% of these deaths.
Wait, I don't understand. Oh, hang on.
Okay, prior to the vaccine, measles caused an approximately 450 to 500 deaths each year in the United States. Between 1985 and 1992, death from measles was reported in approximately 2 out of every 1,000. This is years ago.
How many does it say how many cases?
No, that's just between 1985 and 1992.
What I'm trying to find out is there's this big measles scare now.
Like, no, well, I understand. In that's what I'm trying to get. Before the widespread blah, 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 more than 2 million deaths a year before that. That was a long time ago. They're talking about before the vaccine,
saying, like, the past year or two has been, like, the biggest measles outbreak.
And there was only 50 cases.
This year or last year or just this recent... Like in recent times, like 50
in
cases?
recent, it says that in 2019, including Washington, where the outbreak was to blame for 50 cases.
Yeah, that's what I knew it was a low number like that.
No deaths.
Yeah,
there's been zero deaths from this. Before this, people died from pneumonia.
Yeah,
which, you know, it can be very deadly. You know, pneumonia is not fun.
So only 50 cases, no deaths, and that to the ones in power, they're using this. But that is an outbreak where we have to change legislation now, and we have to take religious liberties away.
Wasn't it in the 90s or maybe early 2000s, Walt Disneyland had an outbreak of measles, and it was like maybe 15 people got it?
Yeah, it's an outbreak, and there's like how many
people
are there?
They're like, oh my gosh, disinfect everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to happen.
Right.
These things happen. Chicken pox. I had the chicken pox when I was a kid, like most kids.
Most people, yeah.
You know, and I only had a light breakout. I had like 3 pox on my body, and because we had what you call chicken pox parties. Oh, your cousin has a chicken pox. Go over there and get it now so you can get it done and over with. That's what happened with my older brothers and my other older brothers and my sister. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with me. My entire class had the chicken pox.
Yeah, you get it done and over with when you're a kid, and then you're fine. No one died from it. I mean, no one I knew. I'm sure somebody out there could find like one guy or one kid or something that died from chicken pox, and that's terrible. But that doesn't mean that we now need to vaccinate and open up a whole host of other problems, plus take away people's religious liberties, and really end up giving even more people autism and things like that. This is why we can't talk about this on YouTube.
I know. It's very touchy. I started researching vaccines when Jackie was about a year old, because they started pushing a lot of really weird stuff, like the chickenpox vaccine. I was like, what do you mean I have to give her the chickenpox vaccine? That's stupid. I had the chickenpox. So you get a little itchy, you know, and that you haven't heard about chickenpox since we were in school, really, rarely.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, if she gets the chicken pox, she'll be a little itchy for a couple weeks. So what?
So get this. This is where they go next. So next time, because they know it's primarily Christians and Amish and some Jewish people, but it's primarily Bible believers.
Yeah.
Let's say that don't want to vaccinate. Because of that, they know that they have to address that. So they find like one Democrat. Bronx Democrat Jeffrey Dinowitz, the bill's assembly sponsor, is saying, quote, "I'm not aware of anything in the Torah, the Bible, the Quran, or anything else that suggests you should not get vaccinated. If you choose to not vaccinate your child, therefore potentially endangering other children, then you're the one choosing not to send your children to school." That's what they do. They know they have to answer the Christian question, but they don't actually answer it with anything real. It's just, I don't know of anything, so it can't be real. You're the one. They make the rules. They say your child needs to be vaccinated to go to school. Well, if you don't vaccinate, you're the one that's deciding. That's like saying, but then when it's the other way, you have to be a Christian to go to this Christian school. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, these people are pounding down doors and getting all up in arms about that and calling that like an anti-gay or anti-LGBTQ.
Then just don't go to that school.
Yeah,
me marching into a Black Panthers rally and saying, yeah, I want to be part of this.
I know. You just don't go.
You won't let me because I'm white and I'm a woman.
Now it's a little different with the homeschooling thing, because it's very difficult homeschooling. It means a big life change, you know, to take your kids out of public school, which we should do anyway. We should not. There's so much wrong with public school.
We as Christians should not have
our kids there anyway. Go to private school if you can find a good one. Even some of those are a little sketchy, and I know more expensive to do that. But homeschool if you can. A lot of small towns will have places where you can send your kids to go and homeschool at like a daycare or something. Find something like that. You know, this is why I desperately think that Christians should get out of the big cities. If you're a Christian and live in a big city, consider moving to a smaller town, because this kind of stuff, it starts in the cities first. All the cities are like liberalized, and it starts there first, and then it trickles out. Yeah. So, but yeah, then it continues saying, hundreds of parents of unvaccinated children gathered at New York's Capitol for the vote to protest. Stan Jung, a Long Island attorney and father, and his Russian Orthodox religious views, said his Russian Orthodox religious views and health concerns about vaccines will prevent him from vaccinating his three young children. His family, he said, may consider leaving the state. Yes, good, leave the state. Jung said, quote, people come to this country to get away from exactly this kind of stuff, end quote. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Supporters of the bill say religious beliefs about vaccines shouldn't eclipse scientific evidence that they work. There's scientific evidence that they don't work. They just don't pay it. They pay attention to the one side that agrees with them.
I know. If it worked, then why are you so afraid?
Right.
I mean,
Noting the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1905 that states have the right to enforce compulsory vaccine laws, during the assembly's floor debate, supporters brought up scourges of the past that were defeated in the U.S. using vaccines. And look, here's the thing that's commonly misunderstood, because they don't want to understand. They want to paint us all as just crazy, evil people. Anti-vax people, it's not even that we're necessarily anti-vaccine. You can do vaccines in a way. We don't want the mercury in there. We don't want aborted fetal tissue in there. We don't want to be forced into it when you put all that crap in there.
You know what my vaccine was growing up? Going outside and playing in the dirt.
Yeah.
Build out immune system.
Well, you can make a vaccine with you can make a vaccine that you don't need all this mercury and all this crap in there.
No, yeah, you can. You don't need it. It's all to preserve it.
It's like for shelf life and stuff like that. It's all about money. But if they would just make like a version of it that didn't have all this stuff, then we would be okay with it. I mean, most of us, except for some of the more extreme ones, but most of us are okay with, you know, if you're sick and if you need a shot of something, then you can have a shot. But, you know,
your camera's frozen.
Oh, my camera froze?
Yes.
All right, well, just go to the wide shot. I'm still recording, right?
You are recording. Yeah, I've tried to go back to your shot a couple times and still the same thing. So your camera's frozen. Sorry.
Oh, that's weird. Well, we'll figure that out. But yeah, we can just do wide shot when I'm talking. We're about wrapping it up anyway,
yeah.
But the connection point to the Mark of the Beast stuff here is, how do you think look at what's happening with stripping religious freedom away from, you know, exemptions from vaccines now, and then compare that with the prophecy of the Mark of the Beast. It's like the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
You are required, like right now, if you're not vaccinated, you can't go to school.
Right.
So in the future, if you're not vaccinated, you're not going to be able to go out in public. You're not going to be able to be allowed to be around anybody because you might get them sick somehow. I still don't understand that. How do you think they're going to get the Mark of the Beast in? You know, all of a sudden, and I don't know what the Mark of the Beast is. I don't
Nobody
know if it's
knows.
An injection thing or if it's like, I know part of it is you have to worship the beast. So, I mean, there's a spiritual component to it too. I think it's probably some kind of genetic thing, but you need to take, let's say they discover something where, fine, we can eliminate all vaccines. We can actually alter your genes to where you're resistant to any disease. So now you don't have to do aborted fetal tissue. You don't have to do mercury. You just do this genetic thing. Surely that's fine, right, Christians? And of course, we're going to be like, no, that's so much worse.
That is the worst.
That is absolutely the mark of the beast. And, you know, so then they're going to say, well, fine, if you're not going to take that, you can't even be in public society anymore. You can't buy or sell. You can't do any of that stuff. The vaccine issue, I believe, is the connection point to the Mark of the Beast. This getting rid of our religious exemptions, this is what is going to usher in the Mark of the Beast. It's what's going to be allowed. It's what's going to allow the Antichrist to be able to get the stuff into America, if America is still around at that time,
right.
And definitely in other countries. Because for the Mark of the Beast to work, whatever it is, people can't have rights. They can't have religious exemptions.
No.
So I think that that is the connection point to the Mark of the Beast. That's why I said at the very top of the show, the Mark of the Beast could be mandatory tomorrow. I mean, shoot, we woke up and all of a sudden in New York, you don't have religious exemptions for vaccines anymore.
Oh, I know. It's time to just go put all our money together, Go buy an island and just move.
Well, that's not that crazy. Really, what it is we need to have our own communities here in America. We need to get in your small town community. You need to develop relationships with your neighbors and stuff. And because when stuff goes down, you're going to need each other. And that's how I really believe that's how God designed it to be. Anyway, I don't think God really likes cities all that much.
I don't think.
It's not. I'm not saying it's sinful to live in a city, but look at what happens.
It's a place to live, but
look what happens when you get that many people together in that small of a space. They all go nuts and they get liberalized.
Yeah.
When you have smaller towns, kind of more spread out, and you have a smaller community, you know, you don't have as much to think about. You don't have as many people to keep track of, and you're actually working together and doing things for one another. You know, you know where you can get fresh eggs from, and you know who can come over and mow a lawn if you need them to, who can fix an air conditioner, or you know, you get all these benefits to a small town. If you're in a city, you got to call somebody, and it's an impersonal thing, and you don't know them. In a small town, you really work together. And that's what I love living in a small town. And I think if you're a Christian, it would be a good idea to go find one, preferably in the Bible Belt. You know, go find a good one. And how you do that, you can just ask around. You can even just call local businesses and just ask them about their town, you know. There's a lot of really easy ways to do that, but find a small town and go live there and be a part of a community. Get your kids out of public school and get into some homeschooling groups.
That's what I did.
Do it now while it's still available. Yeah,
that's what I did, and that's what I like. There are some homeschooling groups close to us, which I'm going to use for sure for the kids.
If we all did that, it would totally disincentivize the need for public schools. That would be the only thing I think that would turn the government around and make the government think, oh, maybe we shouldn't do this because now nobody is using public schools and we have to shut down all these public schools now and we're losing a lot of money that we once had. And that would be like the only thing where they might turn around and say, oh, okay, you don't have to be vaccinated. You know, we'll give more rights, you know, to religious people and stuff. But the reason that they keep doing this is because Christians keep putting up with it. They complain about it, complain about it, complain about it, and they don't do anything.
I know.
So
it's all talk.
Yeah. So quit doing that. Do what we're doing. We are getting our kids out of public school. Make a plan. It might take a while. No one's expecting you to be able to do this overnight. Put a plan in place. Start now. Start figuring out how you're going to be able to do it. We did it with this Daily Renegade thing.
Yeah,
actually.
That's how we're going to do it.
That's what's keeping Christina home so she can homeschool the kids. And so, I mean, we were kind of forced into that anyway because with Nathan's cancer, he can't.
We were trying for a long time. I've been trying.
We already had a plan.
We already had a plan, and it was pushed a little bit, you know, quicker.
Yeah. There's a lot of resources out there that people can look at. Sorry, I cut you off.
You totally did.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. I was saying, like, since 2015, we've been working on a plan.
Yeah.
And then we were invited to go work for Skywatch. Mm-hmm. So I was there for a couple of years, and I was like, man, I really just want to be a mom. Yeah. I just want to be home. I don't mind working from home. I love doing this with you. Mm-hmm. This is fun.
Yeah.
I love to work, still help bring in income. That's what I love to do. But ultimately, I'm able to be with the kids when they need me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got homeschooling stuff on the computer already. And Jackie's already started.
Yeah.
You know, she's already doing it. She did that in Memphis. I homeschooled her the entire 3 months we were in Memphis.
Yeah.
And Nathan, too. Nathan is, he was preschool, but he was working on stuff, too. I can have him start kindergarten in a little bit. He's very intelligent.
Absolutely.
So it's not, I mean, it can be a little testy at times, but ultimately, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, the baby needs me. The two-year-old, he can even do stuff. One of the things that I have the kids doing is ABC Mouse.
Yeah.
And there's stuff from ages two on up.
And it helps unify the family, too. You end up having a lot stronger unity in your family when you start homeschooling them. And you know, do it kind of the way that God designed it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not that it's sinful to have your kids in public school necessarily, but just seeing all the signs, seeing what's coming, seeing what's happening now, we got to get our kids out of public school. And we got to start moving to small towns. Get out of the city. I really believe that. And I mean, you could call local, find a small town that you might want to live in, and just call one of the local churches and see if they'll help you set you up with homeschooling and stuff. I mean, there are so many resources out there available. You wouldn't believe it. But a lot of people don't want to change. They want to deal in the situation that they're in now. And I think it's time for us to grow up, knock it off, yep. and to start taking matters into our own hands, start being self-reliant again. You don't have to be relying on the government. We can do this ourselves, and we should do this ourselves.
As soon as if this place, I mean, this is out in the middle of Nowheresville.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful place to live.
I love it.
And we're still like, even though we live out in the country, we're still wanting to move further out in the country. 10-year plan.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Well, hopefully that has been informative to people out there, and hopefully it gave people something to think about. If you want more information on that, it's apnews.com. Now, keep in mind, it's going to have a very left-leaning slant.
Very.
But you can get some information there. And but, yeah, it's time to get out. It is time to start being self-reliant again. It is time for Christians to get out from under the boot of the government. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Well, this has been a lot of fun. And is my camera still frozen? Give it a shot. Let's see what happens.
Let me see.
What do we got?
Still frozen.
Wait, is it just an image of me? Or?
Yep, it's just an image of you going.
That's so weird. That's really weird. I don't think that's ever happened before. Well, all right. Well, you can just put it on the wide shot. And well, do you want to close this out?
Sure, I'll close it out for you, babe. All right. Guys can see me. All right. So thank you so much for joining us. Again, if you have any comments or questions, don't be afraid to email us, contact us, comment, whatever. And we'd be really happy to hear from you guys. And I think that's it.
Yep.
Thank you for being members. Wonderful talking to you guys. And we will see you next time.
Take care and God bless.
Take care and God bless. You